I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right. Rico took something completely the wrong way. But I want to get into this. David, any ticket text before we get into this? Because there is breaking news. And it's, again, I'm not expecting this to be pandemonium. I'm just simply telling you, someone in this office is greatly affected by today's news. And I need to know if you guys are. I mean, that is what we do. We talk to you, the fans. But David, any ticket text first, and then I'll get into our next issue of the day.
Well, nothing of significance except this.
Yes.
Sad to hear David losing his battle with puberty. Maybe Val Barry could give him voice lessons.
No. First of all, you can't make fun of a man for losing his voice singing the good word. The man was at a pastor conference.
At least that's what he told us.
Oh, come on.
What did Kenny say yesterday?
I mean,
moving
know
along.
What, David? We'll know if, you know.
Even I'm not
little
comfortable
baby Jesus is born.
Move it on. notice I'm not stoking the fire of any of this. I'm trying to defend David.
Someone does say, come on, guys. Sanders couldn't win his conference.
Zoink, Scoobs!
Nor beat a team from their conference with the Heisman winner. This kid is going to be a bust.
I will agree with Rico that he did not have an offensive line. My disagreement is he displayed a ton of bad habits. You're going to have to unwind.
You know what? I agree with you on that, too.
We both mutually agree. It's just you like the guy more than I do.
You give him a good offensive coordinator who will use his skills, and I think you have something. The same way Ben Johnson used Jared Goff.
Yep.
Like, if the right person can bring a lot out of and he doesn't have to run for his life, because I think he wakes up every morning saying, oh, my goodness. Oh, okay, I'm not on the field.
Well, let me ask you this. I'll tell you what we'll do. Just a couple of minutes on this, and we'll move on. Did you see the ESPN piece where every team made a trade in the first round? Okay, so here's the Lions trade. So tell me what you liked better, trading out of the first round for picks and stuff and things, or me, the Lions trade pick 28 and pick 130. So first round and fourth round.
Okay.
They trade pick 128 and they get the Bengals second rounder at 48 and Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Boy, big buildup there by Rico.
I'm like,
you sounded like Jansen this morning when they brought up Weiss and he's like,
shocking.
No, I'm thinking, what's the downside of this?
Okay.
So listen.
I'm sorry.
All right. Everybody calm down. So look, I understand full well what Brad Holmes has said. Is it wrong of me? Now, I'm going to do something I rarely do. Is it wrong of me to hold out hope for a Hendrickson draft night deal? That until Hendrickson either signs, retires, or is traded somewhere else, I'm not going to harangue the organization.
You're me waiting for that Aaron Rodgers deal.
Yes.
Okay.
But there won't be any yelling by me. I'm not being negative. I'm just saying, am I alone in holding out hope that they're saying what they're saying publicly, but privately, you're just waiting the Bengals out.
I was there for a while, but I think, and I'm going to give him full credit, maybe Wojo was right a long time ago, that Aiden talked to Brad, and Brad came back saying, son, we can't afford it. Hey, can we go out and get this brand new toy? We can't afford it. So, no. And they're doubling down at the owner's meeting. It sounds great, Mike. I would take that trade in a heartbeat. I don't know any Lions fan that would be upset over that. Because you're getting a second rounder, and you're getting him as your first round pick. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think the Lions they're going to go the poverty route. They're going to go, we're broke and we got to pay all our players in a few years.
So okay.
We got to save our money.
Yeah. And again, if you're understanding, you know, Rico is referring to what Brad Holmes said, that there's a bill coming due. Obviously, look, Brad Holmes is very good at what he does. That doesn't mean he's God. I think anyone who follows the NFL understands that with the media rights deals and the salary cap growing on an annual basis, a very aggressive manner, plus the fact the Lions left a lot of cap space on the table this year, it's a conservative approach. But they believe they were going to win the Super Bowl last year. They're going to re-sign all those people. By the way, Brad Holmes also admitted that Mike and Rico aren't crazy. Not by name, but Aleem McNeil will not be ready for the start of the year.
What?
So you guys can stop hurling slurs at the both of us as if we're insane people.
What, the bionic knee?
Thank you. You're out of... Will you just please have that energy drink? You are in a real bad way today.
Wouldn't that make me even more hyper?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. I'm just hoping it turns you around a little bit.
I'm just happy to be here.
Okay. Kenny, you were about to say something. Go ahead, buddy.
You asked if you'd be crazy for holding out hope for a trade like that. And
even worse, I asked, am I outright wrong to hold out hope?
I don't think you're wrong, but everything you said after pretty much outlines the way I feel about it. They're going to take the conservative approach. They don't really make moves like that. But if they were going to do it, it would be draft night. And I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, the level of craziness for you might be like a 6 or a 7.
6 or 7?
Yeah.
For 10. Just being hopeful?
10. Rico's at 10. I'm being conservative.
No, he's at level bleep hole. He's at a completely different scale.
But hey, Travis Hunter.
Right.
I just, Mike, no, it makes sense. But as you know.
I know.
In the NFL, the deal that makes the most sense never happens. It's. Right?
Yes. I don't want to say it, but yes.
Or you can just go ahead and step on that rake.
No, David, go ahead.
I'm leaning in Rico's direction here. It ain't happening. The language that Brad Holmes is using, I
know.
Just don't.
But that
see
deal
it
that was presented by ESPN,
it makes total sense.
I'm with Rico on it. What is the downside?
Right.
You move down 20 spots? Who cares about the fourth round pick? Anybody you draft now is not going to start for this team.
I mean, it almost feels like an April Fool's Day joke. Like, okay, seriously, that's it? That's all you want? Done. Let's sign this thing right now. Let's call the commissioner. Here, use my phone. Hey, Raj, Bengals want to talk to you. Here you go. Say whatever the secret code word is and make the deal happen.
Yeah, someone on Ticket Tech says, Mike, I just heard the mock Lions trade. In the words of Rieger, can they do that now? Then someone else says, so Mike, are you saying let Brad cook?
No, I said I wish it was different. How do you draw that out of what I said?
Oh, let me type that again a little better. I'm joking.
Yeah, no, guys, this is the problem with this world. There's a failure to critically think and separate. Hey, we do a sports show and it's about opinions and feelings. And then, yes, you let facts get in here. Okay, well, the way I want it is not the way that it is. I'm not going to yell and scream about it. I can't change it. But I don't have to become a Brad bot.
No.
And then be like, well, his way is the only way. Well, it's not. And I don't think it gives you the best chance to win it all. But you're free to do it. And it doesn't mean we won't win it all. But what's not going to happen between now and draft night is nonsensical blathering. Yes, I want Trey Hendrickson. They might not. What do you want me to do? But I'm not going to yell about it. But no, I'm not sitting here endorsing do nothing and wait, be scared about things in 2027. Like, oh, there's a bill coming like it's a tsunami. It's the NFL. You just make it. The NFL and the government are the same thing. You just make up money. You just press buttons. That's all it is.
I'm with you.
The Saints should have been Chapter 11 4 years ago. They've been $70 million in, and you're like, how?
Or at least have a yard sale, but yeah, they don't. They still go out there, they still play, and they're in no danger of closing as a business.
No, the Caesars Dome still opens.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm just saying that I understand reality.
No, but I think this person is, because if you're critical of Brad, and then you're saying, well, he made a trade, and I think that's good. Guys, this is one of those where both can be true. You can be. I don't like the way how he's handling business. I don't. I'll be the first to say it. And you know who cares? He doesn't. Because he's going to keep receipts and say, look, I did this, I did that, and I was smarter than you.
You know what? I got a receipt. You didn't win a playoff game last year.
Oh, wait. Here, you need this.
I'm good.
Well, someone on Ticket Text is saying, Rico, we need to get you a Snickers.
You're not yourself when you're hungry.
Wait.
Rico's actually Joe Pesci right now. All right.
What am I doing?
Let's get to the portal.
No, please. Answer my question.
And Rico's entered the radio portal. And if it works like college hoops, he's going to be doing radio in St. Louis by 3:30.
All right.
Let's go.
Hey, St. Louis, how's the Arch people out there? All right.
What's go the guards? Deal with Arenado?
Arch people.
Arch, yeah, hold on. David, hit a button. 97.1.